Time now for Conversations with the Mayors. Support for Conversations with the Mayors comes from the members of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, encouraging you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses are inviting you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce. Visit CarolinaChamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership. Talking Chapel Hill today, we're joined on the phone by the Mayor of Chapel Hill, Pam Heminger. TownofChapelHill.org is the town's website for more information. Mayor, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. So it's kind of hard not to be. It's been such a beautiful week, right?
Oh my, it's gorgeous outside. Mm. It's a nice break, and got to walk around a little bit, so it's really good.
Awesome. So last night the town council had a meeting with a bunch of items on the agenda. What went down?
We did have a bunch. We're going to continue to have a bunch of items on our agendas this fall. We started off with a proclamation for National Single Plastics Awareness Month. We've been doing this for a couple of years. We're highlighting reducing our use of single-use plastics, and we're trying to ask people during this pandemic to not get disposable utensils if they don't need to when they're getting takeout, to not get grocery or plastic bags if they don't need them, all those kinds of things. Last year we did skip the straw. That was really helpful, but we're asking people to most of takeout places will let you request no utensils, so please reduce wherever you can. We're going to be bringing our climate action plan process to the work session later this month and then back again in November. So we've got lots of items on there, so stay tuned for that. We got an update on our affordable housing progress. We've had 15 new homes developed in 2020, 194 preserved housing units, which is much more than our projections, which we're excited. We awarded over $6.1 million to community partners for various projects, and 149 households have received emergency housing assistance funding. So we're working on these with partners. We have this great dashboard out there if people want to see more. Since 2017, when we set our goals, we've added 200 new homes of affordable housing, and we have five projects underway that will bring in about another 278 new homes.
Nice.
So anyway, and we were excited to announce that we've received over $27,000 in donations for our emergency housing fund. If you're still wishing to contribute, we still have a great need. You can contribute money to the emergency housing fund through the town. Then we went on to talk about Christ Church, a project over off Old Oxford and Irwin Roads. We had talks about self-storage over at Caraway Village and gas stations and signage. We talked about construction timelines. We did push off the municipal services new building. We were getting very late last night with all the procedural things that we had to get done, so we wanted to make sure that the community was involved in that discussion. So that will be coming back on the 28th. So if people are interested in that, they should pay attention to that coming back on the
28th. That's the one up on Weber Dairy, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, and this is where the fire station currently is. So make sure they pay attention to that. Had a great meeting this morning, by the way, with Downtown Partnership. We're going to start with music buskers downtown on Saturday nights. A big shout out to Kazi Thomas, who's help coordinate. We're going to have live music for people to come and mingle and be around safely in our downtown area. We have some pop-up art that appeared overnight and today that's all about reminding people to vote. It was fun. We like seeing that kind of thing. So there's a lot going on with our downtown and trying to make sure that we help our businesses be successful. We also give a place for people to be safely, and we're seeing a lot of good mask compliance downtown. So we're excited about all the things that are going on there. Looking ahead, the Rosemary Street Hotel is having a public information meeting next week on Thursday from 5:15 to 6 p.m. This is the property that surrounds Old Town Hall. There's a proposal for an extended stay hotel there. So I encourage people to take a look at that, see what they think. Mm-hmm. A lot of advisory board meetings going on, all virtually, as we learn the rules and how to figure that out. And then we talked about with fall, we have football and Halloween, and we're getting lots of questions. And so we're trying to help people understand how to do these kinds of things safely. And there are safe ways to do it. We want people to be able to celebrate, but much in a safe way. So we're hoping people aren't coming downtown for the normal festivities on Halloween that we've done in the past, but figuring out different ways to do that. And there's lots of good information on how to do that. And our Parks and Rec Department's holding 31 days of safe Halloween activities all through October. You can find about that on our website. And we want to make sure that when you dress up, you put the right kind of mask on. And we'll talk more about that as we get closer to the date. But anyway, early voting, we talked about that last night. There's many places where everyone's getting ramped up to do that. It starts on Thursday the 15th. So that was mostly
a week away, right?
Can you believe it? I just said that all the time.
I know this year has flown by, hasn't it?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It has and it hasn't.
It has and it hasn't. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, parts have and parts haven't. Yeah. So it's going on with that. I also wanted to shout out the Compass Center. The town partnered and the Compass Center fundraised. They want to have 3 apartments to help people in emergency need, women and children mostly in emergency need, and they've got their first apartment up and going, so we're very excited about that.
I heard about that from, I was in a separate meeting that Valerie Sauer from the Compass Center was in yesterday, and she mentioned that, and it was just such fantastic news, and she was so excited about it.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
We also had a great story of a family that now it went from public housing to our transitional housing and now has purchased a home through CUNY Home Trust. And what a great success story, and that's what we'll see more of, that people can take those steps and become homeowners and have their own place and build up that equity and the stability and everything. So we're very excited about those kinds of stories and want to encourage more of that as well.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and a lot there. I was just kind of furiously taking notes while you were writing. But I know, right? The buskers on Franklin Street downtown I'm super excited about that, and really props to Kazi Thomas for organizing that, because I think I mentioned this to you like a couple of years ago, probably. Brad and I went to Asheville one weekend, and I was just impressed by the number of people that were on the street busking in downtown Asheville, and it really added something to downtown. I was like, let's bring that here, and I'm really excited that it's happening.
It's great. I first learned that term out there, too, and I was like, what does that mean? And it's just street performers and people who make it just more lively and interesting, and we want to see more of that happening. We have a lot of wonderful musical talent and artistical talent in our community, and we want to be able to connect them with the people that want to see them, and so it's a great opportunity to do those kinds of things in our downtown area. So we're excited about it.
You also mentioned that the town was able to preserve about 200 affordable housing units. Just what does it mean to preserve 200 affordable? Like, what does preservation mean?
Yeah, so preservation means we help folks stay in their home if they're in financial trouble and we need to figure something out so they can stay there. It also means repairing those homes. We work with community partners like Habitat that do emergency repairs and repairs to help people stay in their home, age in place, those kinds of things. So we also work with land banks and different community groups to purchase homes that would be normally go on the market at you know, a higher rate so that they wouldn't stay in the affordable. So it's those kinds of things that we work on, preserving what's already in the affordable ranges. We also have the master leasing program, and we have a couple other unique programs like that where we are, the home is already in an affordable range, and we bring the resources with partnerships to help keep it that way, hopefully in perpetuity. Not, you know, most of the time we can by putting a deed restriction on the property, but a lot of times it's just helping people stay in their affordable home that they're already in.
And then you also mentioned Halloween plans, and we're kind of hoping that people don't gather downtown like they usually do. And I think that probably a lot less of that this year, even with campus being closed. But is there a plan for if people do start showing up downtown? I know the street won't be closed.
Well, of course. But I mean, we want to always plan ahead and be prepared. So with the sidewalk expansion program, we're going to try to keep those extra aisles clear of people so people can wander if they are there. So that'll be there. We are prepared. If an emergency happens, we would be able to close off the streets so that we wouldn't have anyone getting hit. We will have extra public safety officers out helping just to make sure people stay safe and take appropriate needs and be prepared for that. They've been meeting about this for a while. And it's interesting, the statewide mayor's group talked about Halloween at length to try to figure out what the best practices were and how to make it a safe, fun event, and how to encourage people to do different things this year, just because we don't want it. It was interesting for the other town saying, yeah, so we're not going to let buses leave to come to Chapel Hill. We're like, thank you.
Thank you for being a friend. Yeah.
Yes. But I loved hearing the advice about how to put candy down a PCB pipe tube to your trick-or-treaters that come, stay in your bubble, maybe have candy out at the curb or and be there just to watch, or But to make sure, if you are going to the trick-or-treating, that you do it in small groups, your own family bubble, and that you have appropriate gear on, and you stay, no large gatherings, and try to do touchless candy delivery. So it was interesting. They will still be the alcohol curfew of the 11 p.m. cutoff for alcohol sales across the state. We don't see the governor changing that. If he does, we probably still will have that here, just to make sure things quiet down, because it is a Saturday night. And we want to make sure people are able to have a good time, but we also want to make sure they stay safe and get home.
Speaking with Mayor Pam Heminger, other things going on in town. We got a game coming up with some fans in the stands. Plans for that?
Yeah. So again, planning for all that. About 3,500 people are going to be allowed to watch the football game. We heard that the Carolina Inn is full for people coming in, so that helps our economy.
Nice.
And they've been practicing good cleaning strategies and safety protocols in our hotels. So we feel good about that, and hopefully bring some more foot traffic to some of our businesses downtown. But the excitement's in the air. People want to celebrate football. I was talking to some students earlier in the week and who said, you know, they really miss it, the excitement of all the football game. Even if you didn't go, you usually went to gather with friends to watch or tailgate or whatever. And so it's so different this year. But they also understand about being responsible and being safe. So they're like, we'll do it next year. So that was, it was a good attitude, but it's everything's so different right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, and it's also just the way it is. I mean, and we want to be kind to each other and encourage people to stay safe. And I think you're seeing, I saw yesterday a statistic that said 92% of Americans are wearing masks. That's amazing. That's a huge change from this summer. I'm sure it's not everybody all the time, but that shows that people understand that the benefits of and the accountability for keeping each other safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Other things going on in town?
There's always lots going on. Just trying to.
I know you're on a roll here. I don't want to interrupt you.
So I'm excited. It won't be till November, but we're finally going to be able to award the contract for the Sewell School Sidewalk Program, which I tried to get started when I first came into office. To get that safe area over there. The new high school is being finished up over there, so the timing is really good. Our Scholastic program's going really well with our Scholastic centers with kids, and we're going to be potting in neighborhoods, too, to bring kids together for the virtual learning. There's other development projects that are all looming in front of us that will come about. And Caraway Village is helping coordinate with the Film Fest to do the drive-in film festival starting next week. And that's going to be cool because they hope to use that facility for other things in addition to drive-in movies. But how cool that we're bringing back drive-in movies. What a creative
idea.
I'm
really excited about that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love this ingenuity. People are coming up with some really incredible ways to get us through this and help our businesses thrive, but also to help people have things to do that are safe for families. So it's really cool. We're excited.
And the Homestead Aquatic Center is back open again next week, right?
Yay. A lot of calls about that. Yeah. People miss their swimming.
I remember, I think this was like 5 years ago. This might have even been your first run for mayor, or maybe it was a little bit before. It was a while ago when I was organizing a candidates forum because it was a local election season. And I had like several people were like, are you going to ask about the pool? Are you going to? No, it was earlier than that because it was during the huge budget crunch at the very beginning of the decade. Like, they're not going to cut funding for the pool, are they? Like, people really care about the pool.
They do. We have a lot of people who like to swim for their mental and physical health,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's wonderful. And we're trying to facilitate as we learn more about how to keep people safe while doing the things they love to do. We keep expanding the ability to do those things, so that's really important as well.
Yep. And again, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government, including last night's meeting. Get the video from that. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and I only have one more question, and it goes
all the way back
to literally the first thing that you said. You said that you issued a proclamation for Single Plastics Awareness Month. That acronym's to SPAM for short. Is that on purpose?
No, that's pretty funny, Aaron. Pretty funny. So I want everyone to spam.
Awesome.
No. I will tell you, it's one of the top priorities for some of our environmental groups. The single-use plastics has just really shown a light on how much that we're polluting our planet. with things that we use once and toss away. And it's not just the water bottles. It is all from straws to utensils to plastic bags to wrappings to container. It's amazing. And so we've got to find a better way to do this.
Yep.
And I'm excited about the things you're going to hear about in our climate action, the results from the survey and the consultant saying the things, the biggest bang for our buck. We'll be talking about that at our work session. And there's lots of things we can do to help with the climate change that is upon us. I don't believe we don't know what's causing it, as some politician says. We know it's changing, but we don't know why. We're like, yes, we know why it's changing, and we can help make sure that we put us back in the right direction.
Townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. As always, Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the beautiful day.
3:49 is your time. Up next, your hometown hero after this.